WCWP, Brookville. Public radio that rocks. 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Welcome to Instrumental Invasion. Here's your host, Mike Shimeri.
Yes, this is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri, where tonight's first two songs have a ranching theme. The first of the first two songs is the cowboy ballad, Get Along, Little Dogies, arranged and performed by Dave Grusin as the first part of his three cowboy songs, Sweet. Get Along, Little Dogies. I guess the cattle fell asleep. 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. That was Chick Corea with his composition Estancia, the catch-all name for South American cattle ranches, from Touchstone in 1982. Chick's instruments on Estancia were Rhodes piano, analog synthesizers, and digital synthesizers, one of which provided synth bass. He was backed up by two natives of South America and one from New York City. Alex Acuna from Peru played drums with the late Logier Gioliveira from Brazil on Kashishi and Woodblocks, and the late Don Elias from NYC on Bongos and Congas. Before that, in a similar vein, the cowboy ballad, Get Along, Little Dogies, part one of Dave Grusin's three cowboy songs, Sweet, on Discovered Again in 1976. Dogies refers to runty or orphaned calves that you might heard on a ranch. Doji is Adal Kristen's friend in the Ys series of role-playing video games, Ys, Ys. Dave played acoustic piano on his arrangement of the song, also known as Whoopi Tai-Yo, Ron Carter on acoustic bass, Lee Ritenour on electric guitar, Harvey Mason on drums, and Larry Bunker on percussion and marimba. Acoustic piano, bass and drums, and electric guitar can also be found on the third song of this first segment, Pat Metheny with not River Kwai, but River Kwai. Pat Metheny on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with River Kwai from Watercolors in 1977. The more common pronunciation of Kwai, Q-U-A-Y, is Key, but the river prefix, as in the bridge on the River Kwai, K-W-A-I, means that Pat had the Kwai pronunciation in mind. Pat played electric guitar on his composition, Lyle Mays was on piano, Eberhard Weber on double bass, acoustic, and Danny Gottlieb on drums. Swap Eberhard for Mark Egan on fretless electric bass, and you have the first incarnation of Pat Metheny Group. Alex Bunyan has Harlem on his mind next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
Every Monday night at 9 p.m., join George Walsh for Knocking on Dylan's Door.
You can set your alarm clock to it.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
Two months ago, tonight and tomorrow, J. Rowe held the 18th annual Smooth Jazz for Scholars in his hometown of Milford, Connecticut, to benefit Milford Public Schools' music department. Among the second night's headliners was Alex Bunyan, and among the songs he played that night was Harlem on My Mind. Here's the 1995 original. It's 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Emil van Egdom with This Is For You, Elsa, from This Is For You in 1989, dedicated to romantic partners and spouses of musicians like him. I assume Elsa is Emil's wife. Most of that album was recorded at Chick Corea's Mad Hatter Studios, same as Chick's Touchstone record with Estancia on it. Alex Acuna returned from Estancia on drums. Emil, a native of the Netherlands, was on lead and rhythm guitars. Bobby Militello, then of the Dave Brubeck Quartet, on alto sax, Corey Allen on keyboards, and John Patitucci of the Chick Corea Electric Band on bass. Before that, Alex Bunyan from Switzerland with Harlem on My Mind, his mind. And that's off Tales from the Bright Side in 1995. Alex composed Harlem on My Mind and played piano and keyboards, Keith Robinson on lead and rhythm guitars, Michael Dino Campbell on wah-wah guitar, Artie Reynolds on bass, Pooji Bell on drums, percussion by Steve Moss, programming by Dave DeLome, and the two-man horn section of Bruce Purse on trumpet and flugelhorn, and Vincent Henry on tenor sax. Jeff Koshua, another Smooth Jazz for Scholars headliner this year, same night as Alex Bunyan, the second night, plays tenor and alto sax on this ski-themed Rippington's tune. Curves ahead.
Hi, this is Ryan Grabo, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamiri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. It's a ripping good time.
It's a ripping good time, and those were the Rippingtons with Curves Ahead, the title track to their 1991 release. There was a music video for Curves Ahead featuring the Jazz Cat, the Rip's Cheshire Cat-like mascot, and I saw it years ago, but I can't find it on YouTube. Trust me, it exists. Curves Ahead was written by founding member Russ Freeman, heard on keyboards, acoustic and electric guitars, and guitar synth. Jeff Koshua played lead tenor and alto sax, Kim Stone on bass, Tony Morales on drums, and percussion by Steve Reed, including kashishi, woodblocks, and congas. Additionally, Russ arranged the four-man horn section, comprised of Steve Zabot on trumpet, Bruce Fowler on trombone, Robert Martino on tenor sax, and Nelson Rangel on alto sax. Jeff was a surprise guest on the first night of this year's Smooth Jazz for Scholars up in Connecticut, appearing on Nelson's cover of Muff by guitarist John Trope. Guitarist Ken Navarro leads off segment three of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamiri.
Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead.
And WCWP.org.
Hi, this is Ken Navarro, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamiri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Ken Navarro is working it, and so is Kim Waters on Ken's song, Working It.
Hi, this is Joyce Cooling, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamiri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Joyce will have a Midtown Manhattan museum on her mind in a moment, but that was David Benoit with Something You Said. What'd I say? From Professional Dreamer in 1999. David's composition, Something You Said, had him on piano and synth strings, Mark Antoine on acoustic guitar, Jimmy Johnson, no relation, on fretless electric bass, John Ferraro on cymbals and percussion, and Rick Braun on programming. He'll be back three more times on his signature instruments in hour two. Before David Benoit, it was Ken Navarro on acoustic and electric guitars and keyboards on his composition, Working It, from Slow Dance in 2002, 20 years ago. Dan LeMeister was on piano and keyboards, and either he or Ken was responsible for that theremin sample. Otherwise, Gary Granger on bass, Blues Webb on drums, percussion by Kevin Prince, and featured on soprano sax, Kim Waters, another male Kim, like Kim Stone of the Rippingtons. Taking us into hour two, Joyce Cooling, a female Joyce, unlike Kilmer, on acoustic and electric guitars with an ode to the Museum of Modern Art at the Modern.
This is WCWP, Brookville, LIU Public Radio. Hear us at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
This is hour two of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. Hour one ended at the Modern, or the MoMA, Museum of Modern Art in Midtown Manhattan. At the Modern was Joyce Cooling's piece written with longtime partner Jay Wagner from her Revolving Door album in 2006, 6 years after I went there to research an essay for an art course I took in my third semester here at LIU Post, or CW Post at the time. Joyce's instruments on At the Modern were acoustic and electric guitars. Jay was on keyboards. Jamie, not Jim, Brewer on bass. Billy Johnson on drums, percussion by Peter Michael Escovedo, and Bill, not Billy, Ortiz on trumpet, soloing at the end. Everyone but Peter Michael was recorded in San Francisco. He recorded from Thousand Oaks in the northwest part of Greater Los Angeles. Hour two begins with Mindy Hebert and Midnight in San Francisco, or 3 a.m. here.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Many musicians tonight have had somewhere on their mind, and just now, guitarist Norman Brown had someone on his mind, Wes Montgomery. West Side Story was the song from Let's Get Away, released on March 25th, 2022, just over 3 months ago. He wrote West Side Story, did Norman, with brother from another mother, Paul Brown, and Shane Theriault. Norman was on lead guitar, Shane on everything else, Paul on nothing. Shane's everything else was keyboards, rhythm guitars, bass, and drum and percussion programming. Before that, Mindy Hebert had somewhere on her mind, Midnight in San Francisco, from Forever, which came out a week before Let's Get Away, on March 18th. Mindy composed Midnight in San Francisco with the non-playing Tyrone Stevens. Mindy played alto sax, Tim Pierce on guitar, Rodney Lee on keyboards, Sean Hurley on bass, and Abe Laboriel Jr. on drums. On to Anders Enger Jensen, going one up on Shane Theriault with Veil of Spring, written and performed entirely on the Roland XP80 synthesizer. Richard Elliott on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with Move Ahead from Authentic Life in 2021, written by Richard, Rick Braun, and Philippe Sace. Richard was on tenor sax, Rick, heard earlier with David Benoit, on trumpet and flugelhorn, and Philippe, the arranger, on keyboards. Backing them up, Adam Hawley on guitar, Nate Phillips on bass, Jay Williams on drums, and percussion by Lenny Castro. Before that, Anders Enger Jensen from Norway wrote and played everything on Veil of Spring from Retro Grooves Volume 4 in 2020. There are two versions of Veil of Spring on that album. The one heard tonight was a multi-track recording on the Roland XP80 workstation synthesizer, and the other was a MIDI file fed into the Roland SC55 MIDI module. Rick Braun appears twice more as we move ahead to the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
This Saturday night, July 2nd, it's a family affair. We've got songs by bands that are family names. Hi, this is John Cummins. I hope you'll join me for some great songs that all come from family bands. It's a family affair from 10 until midnight, right after the Grooveyard. The Rock Show Saturday night on WCWP 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Do your kids have no idea what yoga is?
On 88.1 FM, LIU Public Radio.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here at 88.1 WCWP.
As promised, two more songs with Rick Braun. First, Rick's solo offering, a tribute to Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. Do you want to dance? It's 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Greg Kourakos with Cafe Agogo from Soul Secrets in 2014. Soul Secrets was crowdfunded, and during production, Greg reached out to his backers, including me, for the title of that song. I didn't submit a title, but some lucky fan submitted Cafe Agogo, and that's what Greg chose. Greg was on piano, keyboards, and synth bass, unless it was Nate Phillips again, and he accidentally wasn't credited for that track. And did you notice the "people make the world go round" phrase during Greg's solo? Playing behind Greg were Rick Braun on trumpet, flugelhorn, and valve trombone, Michael O'Neill on electric guitar, Eric Valentine on drums, and percussion by Luis Conte. Luis and Rick Braun also played on the song before that, Rick's Ode to Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. Do You Wanna Dance was the title, as in Do You Want to Dance and Not a Slow Dance, from All It Takes in 2009. Do You Wanna Dance was written by Rick and Philippe Sace, both of whom had a hand in writing and performing on Move Ahead by Richard Elliott earlier this hour. Rick played trumpet and flugelhorn again, but not valve trombone, while Philippe's instruments were keyboards, synth bass for sure, and drum programming. Dwight Sills was on electric guitar, the acoustic sounded sampled, and I told you about Luis Conte on percussion. I know Ray Oviedo, as we go back to the San Francisco Bay Area, is on acoustic and electric guitars for the title track to his 2015 album. There goes that.
Hi, I'm Bernie Bernard. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thanks, Bernie. That was Ray Oviedo with There Goes That from There Goes That in 2015. Ray played acoustic and electric guitars and keyboards, Norbert Stachel on saxophones and flutes, David K. Matthews on organ, Peter Horvath with the Rhodes solo at the end, Curtis Olsen on bass, Mark van Wageningen from the Netherlands on bass during the vamp at the end, Mark's late brother Paul on drums, David Garibaldi on hi-hat, Phil Hawkins on additional drums, I think the two of them took over drumming on the track after Paul died, and percussion by Michael Spiro, including congas and bata. Marcus Anderson, the third headliner on the second night of this year's Smooth Jazz for Scholars back in April, makes like Norbert Stachel on saxophone and flute to lead off the last segment of tonight's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. Next.
Hey, it's Jamie. I'll be hosting the Rock Show Sunday nights 10 p.m. to midnight on WCWP.org.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari, here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Here's Marcus Anderson on alto sax and flute, more the former than the latter, with Soul Ties. Oh, 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Blair Bryant with Red Tiger, the title track to his April 15th release. Like Anders Enger Jensen, Blair wrote Red Tiger, won't find that on a ranch, and played everything, but on multiple instruments: lead bass, rhythm bass, keyboards, synth strings, real drums, and percussion programming. Before that, Marcus Anderson with Soul Ties, as in a mystical bond between two people, not ties you wear, and that I Can't Even Tie Without Help, from Reverse, which came out on April 22nd, 1 week after Red Tiger. Soul Ties was musically connected by Marcus with Nicholas Cole, both of whom handled keyboards and programming. Marcus was otherwise on alto sax and flute, Darnell Showcase Taylor was featured on lead guitar, Adam Hawley on rhythm guitars, plural, Javen Finch on bass, and Demetrius Everett on drums. Earlier, we had Rick Braun's tribute to Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass, and the penultimate song of the night is by Herb from his 2018 album Music Volume 3. Herb Alpert reimagines the Tijuana Brass. It's a reimagining of the Tijuana Brass arrangement of Wade in the Water.
Hi, it's saxophonist Jesse J, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamiri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Jesse will close the show, but that was Herb Alpert with Wade in the Water, a spiritual he played with his Tijuana Brass on Sounds Like in 1967, reimagined 51 years later on Music Volume 3. Herb Alpert reimagines the Tijuana Brass. Volume 3 came after Volume 1 because Volume 2 was the Tijuana Brass's second record back in 63. The 2018 arrangement of Wade in the Water was by Herb and another Netherlands native, Joachim van der Sag. The two of them were joined by Jerry Hay for the horn arrangement. Herb was on all the trumpets while Joachim did almost everything else: keyboards, programming, sound design, and vocals with Herb's wife, Lonnie Hall. The late Mike Shapiro, not Spiro, played the sabar drum. Finally tonight, a cut from an album inspired by the music of the 60s and 70s, though not the Tijuana Brass. Dig It by the aforementioned Jesse J from Blue, released on April 15th of this year, the same day as Blair Bryant's Red Tiger. Dig It is the work of Jesse on tenor sax and Jeff Lorber, keyboards, synth bass, and real guitar. Gary Novak is on drums. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamiri. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. Again, the last song is Dig It by Jesse J. So long.